This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Sales of craft beer continue to rise across the U.S. Last year, they were up by 17%. The market is also becoming increasingly competitive, forcing brewers to up their game. Nowhere is this more clear than in Colorado. As part of American Craft Beer Week, KUNC will look at how brewers across the state are expanding and pushing the boundaries of their product. And to kick off our week, I'm sitting down with Steve Kurowski at the Colorado Brewers Guild to talk about some of these trends. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So nationwide, the craft beer business is strong. How would you characterize what's going on here in the state?
We're about $46 million a year in economic revenue. It's creating about 5,000 full-time jobs in Colorado. And nationwide, craft beer sales by volume, they're about 6.5%. So, you know, what we're seeing in Colorado and the excitement in Colorado definitely skews what's happening nationwide. Although we're seeing great growth and double-digit growth nationwide, I mean, Colorado, there just seems to be a lot more extra excitement and, yes, that economic driver behind craft beer.
One trend I want to talk to you about is a rise in niche markets. One of the largest growing types of beer last year was a sour Belgian ale. Why do you think sours are becoming more popular?
You know, it's hard to put your finger on it, but I guess my personal opinions are it's the diversity of craft beer in the United States that are really drawing people into the category. You can get a sour, you can get a stout, you can get German beers, you can get American-made lagers, amber ales, IPAs. You can kind of get what you want. And sours just seem to be a different enough style of beer that it captures people's interest. And when they love it, they're fanatical about it.
So let's switch gears and talk about Colorado ciders. Where do you think this industry is going?
The great thing about Colorado ciders is they can use Colorado-grown apples. Locally sourced apples in these ciders are really making people turn their heads. And before that, the only ciders that were really offered in the United States were, you know, were from England or other places.
So, Steve, what other beer-related trends are you seeing that you're excited about?
I do like these smaller breweries, these neighborhood, more communal breweries. I think those are adding a lot to our neighborhoods, these local towns, mountain towns, spring a lot to tourism. I really like all the brew pubs and the quality of food that these new restaurants are opening up with and these gastro pubs and the food and beer pairings. It just seems to elevate more and more all the time, and restaurants are doing beer dinners and pairings and really bringing it to a culinary level.
Right. Now, I know a lot of breweries and brew pubs have been opening here in Colorado in the last few years. Any idea how many more might open this year?
According to the Brewers Association, there's over 50 breweries in planning in the state of Colorado now. We're not sure how many of those will actually be making beer, but those are people that they're working on getting their place opened and starting to brew some beer.
Steve, thanks so much for talking beer with me this early in the morning.
Oh, you're very welcome.
That's Steve Kurowski with the Colorado Brewers Guild speaking about American Craft Beer Week. All this week, we'll be exploring different topics and trends in the industry. Tomorrow, I'll look at a movement among some craft brewers to use more locally sourced ingredients in their beers.
At the end of the day, beer is an agricultural commodity through and through. It's so dependent upon barley producers and wheat producers and, you know, hop growers.
KUNC's Luke Runyon will bring us that story tomorrow during Morning Edition here on KUNC.